One of the rarest and most closely watched endangered species in California is the Devil's Hole pupfish. They are named for their unlikely home, a pool of warm, fresh water 30 feet down a gap in the desert surface south of Death Valley.
It is an underground pool that is fed by a vast aquifer, the Amargarosa Valley Aquifer, which nobody even knows how huge it is. But it comes into this pool that's 500 feet deep, and then at the top of the pool is a shelf of rock covered by about 2 feet of water. And in that water, the Devil's Hole pupfish, found nowhere else on the planet, evolved specifically to live on that rock shelf over the last 10,000 years.
Peter Byrne, a Petaluma-based journalist and writer, had climbed down into that hole last Tuesday to get a close-up look at the small blue fish, part of his research for a forthcoming book on climate change and the ecology of Death Valley. With his escort, a National Park Service biologist, Byrne was just above the pool photographing the pupfish when his attention was caught by the movement of the water itself.
I noticed that the water level right where I was over the shelf seemed to be rising and falling by a few centimeters. And I was down there with a biologist named Jeffrey Goldstein. And he goes, oh, yeah, sometimes there's earthquakes anywhere in the world. And depending on the magnitude of the earthquake and the depth of the earthquake, it will cause the water in here to rise and fall. Suddenly, it started to go up and down by inches. And then all the water sucked out of the pool into the aquifer and then came roaring back in and climbed up the sides of the cave where we were standing by about 4 feet, and we were scrambling backwards. And he was going, oh, there must be a really big earthquake somewhere near. It turned out to be 2,000 miles away in Oaxaca. But due to its depth, it was 12 miles deep, and its position and the type of material between here and Oaxaca, the seismic waves transmitted, hit the aquifer and turned into a tsunami. So we didn't know whether or not the hole was going to fill up and drown us or not.
With his camera already in hand, Byrne was able to film the surging water. But other thoughts were flashing through his mind at the same time.
It actually was quite frightening because we really didn't know if the whole hole was going to fill up with water or not and pull us into the aquifer. And people have disappeared down into that aquifer. A couple of divers back in the 60s before the Park Service took it over went down and never came back.
Of course, there was no human tragedy this time, and the water quieted after about 10 minutes. But, Byrne observed, the aftermath did not look good for the pupfish.
What it did was it cleaned off the shelf. It took all the vegetation and all the little pupfish's eggs clear off the shelf and made it sparkly new.
But that was not, it turns out, the end of the story.
I checked in with the scientists a couple of days later, and they said that the algae was starting to come back, which is their food source. But the main thing was that since their eggs were gone, they were engaged in a frenzy of mating. So it would seem that catastrophe had an aphrodisiac effect upon the fish, which bodes well for their future and perhaps for ours.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.